from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Here we go, hour 4 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. The Expressway is coming up in 20 minutes. I'll ask you a couple of uncomfortable Mav questions as we go into the offseason. Here's Eric Chiafalo with an edition of The Finest.
Pretty incredible. We're like 5 weeks away from training camp in Oxnard, and nothing brings me greater joy just knowing that my teammates are ready to rock and roll for another season, another grueling training camp. I know Walchuk's already been doing some groundwork trying to prep for what his orders are going to specifically be at the greatness of Spencer McKenzie's, our favorite seafood fish taco spot in Oxnard, and Walchuk is already doing the legwork on some of this stuff. He's going to walk in there ready to rock and roll. He's not going to be missing a beat. We're not going to be having to sit there in line and him guessing and wondering and we're good here. Walchuk's going to step in there. He's going to go in there. He's going to order with his chest and he's going to eat with his mouth, and I'm proud of him.
You're not going to be sample guy. No. Can I just try a little of that on a toothpick?
Like, I was exactly wondering about what to get here. He's going to know the menu better than the folks inside the restaurant, okay?
What are you going to order?
Are you kidding me? I'm going to get the fish and shrimp burrito, and I'm going to get the Parmesan crusted carne asada tacos.
Hello. Yeah.
Those crunchy Parmesan tacos, dude.
Dang, dude.
Unfathomable.
They really are. There's something about that shell.
I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. We're only like probably 13 Tuesdays away from the first TD Tuesday of the football season as well. So football season's right here, ladies and gentlemen. We got Dak Prescott in Nashville, Tennessee right now doing some tight end U.
Is he throwing to these guys?
I guess so. I guess he's one of the quarterbacks going to be tossed in the skin around. I see Fitzmagic's there with his
beard.
They want
to see who's a good bad ball catcher.
Jeez, come on.
How about just slightly outside of your catch radius? Which one of you is the best?
I think both our tight ends are there, Fergie and Scooney.
Fergie and Scooney. Not that Scooney is going to be physically able to participate in any of the drills, because I'm sure he's recovering from something.
Yeah, I think he is hurt, actually.
Was it a shoulder surgery that he's recovering from this time?
Yeah,
supposedly.
But he's there. I mean, at least he's there soaking up the knowledge, man, which is very, very useful. So Dak's out there. You got Ferguson out there. You got Scooney out there. Tight end U is back for, like, they've been running this now for a few years. I mean, the tight end fraternity is real in the NFL.
So it's our guy, our Carolina guy, and then
Greg Olsen.
And then Kittle?
Kittle and Kelsey seem to be heavily involved in the orchestrating of this whole deal. So
did Kelsey get engaged?
No.
I thought I saw some whispers and rumors that he proposed.
I mean, listen, there might be whispers. Trust me, there might be whispers.
It'd be like headline news on every single channel.
Oh, so like X doesn't, that's not accurate?
No, I think there's a lot of ball sacking that's going on X right now.
Oh, there's a ton of ball sacking going on. Almost got by, they have that Pop Crave, but they have the ball sack account, which is Poo Crave, but it's built exactly like Pop Crave. So you think it's Pop Crave giving you real entertainment news. So they had Justin Timberlake doing every drug in the book here.
Oh, I saw that. That's not true.
We got.
He did get a DUI.
Got sacked on. Yes, he did.
But I don't think it was the drug.
But he didn't have like 12 different drugs.
Yeah, his mugshot's out. You can go look at it. Very red eyes. What?
It's amazing to me a guy with that kind of wealth would not have drive him around. Somebody to drive him around.
That's true.
You know, even those quarterbacks had a guy like me driving him around. They knew, we can't go out there and get DUI.
It's tough to trust somebody, you know. Maybe you got a little secret mission you got to go taking care of. And
He's got a little side hustle going on?
I think so. Well, I mean, if you're out late drinking.
Hey, in this economy, you got to have multiple income streams.
I don't think he has to worry about going out and finding something, right?
No.
I mean,
probably not.
He could probably just pick up the phone and call somebody and they'd come on over, right?
He could.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, a special someone, maybe.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And if you're using a driver, then that driver has seen things.
But see, the thing
you don't
about...
Go, yeah.
Yeah, but you have
you don't
to
want
have
to commit murder, do you, Brian?
But you have to have a driver that, like, won't talk. That's the
exactly.
That's
can be hard to find.
Yeah.
You know, isn't he married, though, right? He's married, though, right?
Right.
So, if he did have some side situation, no, you got to do that on your loan.
Yeah.
Because TMZ will pay that driver.
Yep.
Wow.
We'll match it just to get that story.
So it's worth 10 grand to give up a job? Something
and
like that?
In a DWI.
He can pay for the bail.
Viral mug shouty.
Man, that seems like...
Get that street cred he's always wanted.
You got to get those Secret Service dudes. They don't say anything. You know, like what those presidents do.
So yeah, that one really time that guy told you all the secrets.
Yeah, my buddy who's in South America. Well, he got fired.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he was on the taxpayers' money
Damn it.
Adam Schefter just tweeted out that former Cowboys center Connor Williams coming off the ACL injury.
He wears uncomfortable shorts, by the way.
What do you mean by that?
Have you been wearing his shorts?
No, I've seen the short. You know, he was a practice guy. His shorts
were... Oh, he's a hoochie daddy guy.
He was very uncomfortable for a football center wearing shorts like that, yeah.
I mean, he grew up being bullied, dude. Maybe he wanted to show it off finally.
Huh. Well, he expects to be ready for the start of the season, in discussions with multiple teams about where to play in this upcoming season, and he plans to pick his new team before training camp begins. So there's your update on Connor Williams.
That's good news, because I'd heard maybe like he was going to have to retire. It was that bad of an injury.
The Buffalo Bills have sponsored the National Gay Flag Football League to launch a league in Buffalo. So you'll see, if you see a rainbow... design of what is the typical Buffalo Bill decal, you'll know that that's for the NGFFL.
Oh. You want to say that three times fast?
NGFFL?
No.
No, I did you not? I had to slow down tremendously.
And I was very proud.
Anytime you're going to say National Gay Flag Football League, you better take it down to basically neutral.
A whisper?
Yeah. The volume doesn't... totally matter, man, much as the speed.
You got to be careful.
You treat that like a speed bump.
It can stump you up, man. It really can. Mm.
That might be a payoff. Who can say National Gay Flag Football League five times the fastest?
I don't want to even try.
Do they stream these games?
You would have to think so. I mean, I would imagine.
Can they get your gal Isagera on the analysis here?
But he's gay. I mean, he's a receiver. Jeez.
I'm sorry.
They're all receivers, Lucius.
Yeah. I choked on a banana.
Yeah, I want to stream this. I want to see this, bro. I'm pretty sure the touchdown celebrations are amazing.
Oh, I bet they are.
Yeah, I bet they're amazing.
Little choreographed.
Yeah, a little voguing and everything when they hit it. Wow.
Uniforms on point too.
When does this play? When do we play?
I don't have.
Like, we're gonna play in the
snow? I can't answer a single question about the National Gay.
They are missing their month, that's for sure.
Well, why'd you bring it up? I mean, I was just
informing you that it is, but I can't answer any other follow ups other than that it is going to exist, and you will know it by seeing the Buffalo Bill logo in a rainbow style aesthetic.
Looks hot.
Bill. Full splits on a first down. Bow! It just drops. Bow!
Everybody wants to be the center in that game.
I gotta watch that.
Oh my gosh.
I thought that'd be more of a move for a New York or San Francisco franchise, but
New Orleans.
Salute to the. I definitely wasn't expecting. Like, did you think is this going to be the same type of
Key
crowd
West?
Like Bill's Mafia?
Yeah.
Are we going to be lighting
tables
on
tables and everything?
Jumping off Winnebagos and stuff.
They got flags and tassels on. You don't know what to grab.
Yeah, that's just part of my uniform. That is not my flag.
They're putting in a bid for the next NFL draft.
Buffalo?
Buffalo. Yes.
Well, apparently,
that's gonna get wild.
The numbers are out on Green Bay which is the upcoming
the Airbnbs. I saw the prices are crazy.
They don't have the room.
I'm trying to go to Pittsburgh for that game, right? Yeah. The Airbnbs are insane just for Cowboys weekend in Pittsburgh. Like, the prices are more for that than any other game the Steelers are going to have.
You asked me to help you on tickets, right, on that thing?
I did, if you can.
All right.
Because the ticket prices are also ridiculous.
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
Homeowners in the area of...
I forgot about it. That's
I know
being
you
old.
Did, that's you've
being,
been busy.
That's been old, being old.
Lambeau Field, the homeowners there taking advantage of the draft week.
Yeah.
So apparently a single spare room within walking distance to Lambeau Field is currently going for $1,000 a night.
Jeez.
While individual private properties are listed between $1,800 and $20,000 per day.
Wow.
So this is like the same way that the folks in Augusta really can capitalize on like the Masters Week
and
or whatever.
They don't tax those people.
Yeah, that's a cool deal there.
How many hotels do they have in that area?
Not enough.
So that's probably why this is their only option if they want to go.
I would personally probably stay in Milwaukee, like 100. It's like driving from Dallas to Waco and just that's what I would do. You're not going to find a place in Green Bay. Because television's they're gonna take all the, and then where are they gonna keep the players?
Yeah, that's a good point.
The players, all the staff. I mean, where's all the teams gonna stay? All their personnel. You know, the league's probably got every hotel. Like they took over the NBA. The NBA took over everything here with us.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm sure they're gonna do the same thing. Take over the city of Green Bay. You're not gonna have a place to stay.
So we've learned that Aaron Rodgers is skipping mandatory mini camps and stuff with the Jets because he's doing the psychedelic drugs with his buddies overseas somewhere. But Sauce Gardner, his corner, his confidant,
this guy's back
tweeting out, how about this? I guess if you are, like he says, he goes, are y'all really making a big deal because of a 15 plus year Hall of Fame quarterback missed 2 days of practice after being with the team all throughout phase 1, 2, and 3 of OTAs? Come on. That's his tweet. And so it's like, I guess he's like, once you've gotten to the 15 plus year mark and you've certified yourself as a Hall of Fame quarterback, you can go do drugs at any point with your bros and miss a couple of practices. Two practices, little ball tripping. That's the standard.
So Dak's like 6 years away?
Moving forward, yes. And he's going to have to garner up a Hall of Fame reputation.
Who would be the next quarterback? Would that be Mahomes? We're getting close to Mahomes,
well,
right?
Not really, because he's got to put in a lot more time before he can skip practice to do drugs with his friends, because this is a 15-plus year veteran quarterback.
I thought maybe
Aaron Rodgers
had
really put the time in, dude.
If you're a Hall of Fame guy already, I think you can go do drugs with...
Okay, so if you want to clarify the standard...
Take out the time limit.
So it's just Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Mahomes is in that category. He wants to go.
Do you like the idea of making it either as long as you're 15 or more years in the league as a quarterback or a Hall of Famer?
Hall of Famer.
One of those gets it done for you?
Just make it the Hall of Famer.
Stafford eligible for this?
Stafford? Broadus, give me your thoughts
on
this. If he's a Hall of Famer, then Stafford can miss some Rams practices.
Stafford's in. Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
Sign off on it.
Hell yeah. What about Russell Wilson? He's got to be getting close.
Ooh.
Some people are arguing that Russell Wilson has played himself out of the Hall of Fame with how assy he's been for the last 4 years now.
Dude, I'm going to be
honest. Has that ever happened where somebody has a Hall of Fame career and then they stick around and suck so bad that they play themselves out of the Hall of Fame?
Les Miles.
that's
hey,
fair.
You know what? You're right, damn it. You're 100% right. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Kansas.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, you got to be careful.
That's
about
the standard, though. At least we know that now.
Is there a Hall of Fame guy that got worse? That's a great question.
I mean, listening to Mike talk about Roger Staubach in the 78 NFC title game is rather like maybe our guy. Yeah. You know, maybe some of those guys in previous.
He retired the next year. The concussion, 79 was his last year.
Yeah. Maybe getting the best of him.
Yeah, but like you hang on and play long
Pat
enough.
Pat Hayden, Vince Ferragamo,
and you suck bad enough for long enough that you've now played yourself out of what was a Hall of Fame start to your career. Like I don't know. I don't know if it was Reggie. Somebody said, and I'm like, wow.
I don't think so, because I think this is the very beginning of, hey, I know I'm 36, but I still feel good, and medicine and nutrition is going to keep me in the game. Like, it used to be around 32 or 33. You had one bad year. They said you were washed up, and you just retired. You just shut it down.
Could Antonio Brown been that guy? As a wide receiver?
Boy, he was still really good.
And then he went.
Yeah, but that's not with his like play. Like he became such a bad receiver for an extended period of time. They're like, wow, you've now clouded my vision of you as a Hall of Famer. You know, like he's obviously got the off the field kind of deal. But Russell Wilson is just, he had a Super Bowl start.
Yeah.
All these, you know, he's a Pro Bowler. He's He was a conventional top five quarterback for at least a few years. Hall of Fame was kind of a shoe-in. And then now it's been so bad that maybe he's played his way out. I don't know.
I found a Reddit thread about this. Earl Thomas is mentioned.
Ooh.
Javon Kurse.
A freak.
Albert Haynesworth. That's an interesting one. Antonio
Brown would have been Hall of Famers if they
their career started off Hall of Fame trajectory,
yeah,
and then they just got so bad that they're not even under consideration. That's Sean Merriman.
I think Wilson might play so many years because he wants to be Mustard Unlimited and play till he's 50 or whatever that his career efficiency is just so low. I could absolutely see it happening with him because he's in denial at this point. I mean, he's always had a touch and go relationship with reality.
That's for sure. I can't believe this is the reality for Bill Belichick now, our golden bachelor. We mentioned on Friday that he's dating Jordan Hudson, a 24-year-old former cheerleader. They met on an airplane
in 2021. We determined she was a Patriots cheerleader.
She was not a Patriots cheerleader. Wolchuk, I believe, had the facts in the moment.
I think she was just a collegiate cheerleader.
Yeah, collegiate. But
Central Arkansas, something like that?
Something like that, yeah. It's
robbing the cradle.
Apparently, they were Bill had signed her book that she was reading on the plane when they first met. And there's a photo of the handwritten words there. It's dated like February 10th of 2021. And it's, Jordan, thanks for giving me a course on logic. Safe travels, Bill Belichick. And that was the start of the relationship.
Was his number underneath it?
That would have been a good play.
That would have been a good play. He's 72 years old. She's 24. The TMZ story says we're told they swapped contact info after landing that day.
There you go.
Stayed friendly through the ensuing months, discussing her schoolwork and the X's and O's of her cheerleading routines.
Go. He slow played it.
Of her cheerleading routine.
Send me some video of that.
Yeah.
Hand placement and stuff like that.
How high do you kick there?
Yeah. Hand placement important for cheerleaders.
And they hold your wear right here?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Exactly, yeah.
Strong guy.
Mm-hmm.
Belichick was spotted rooting her on at a cheerleading competition in March. He also was seen with her on a work trip to Croatia. This is probably when he's doing like interviews with Arthur Blank.
Yeah.
When he's getting flown out. Just this week, she attended Tom Brady's Patriots Hall of Fame induction ceremony with Bill as well. So
He doesn't care.
We're told Hudson, the 24-year-old girlfriend of Bill, an entrepreneur and philosopher, has even begun helping Belichick with his business endeavors.
And that Edelman rush.
That's a power couple, dude.
I think it hits a little different now. He really was scouting his next girlfriend at Foxborough High.
Ooh, that does.
That makes a lot more sense.
That lands. It's different this time.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
All right, there it is. The G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan rolls on next with a journey into the expressway. I'll ask you some uncomfortable questions about Luka, Kyrie, and where the Mavs go next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. LA Live's coming up in 15 minutes. Let's talk some Mavs here. I got a couple of questions for you about Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving. Segment is brought to you by Soda. That's state-of-the-art. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And, of course, the Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. Okay, first uncomfortable question here for you. When it comes to the Mavericks and losing the finals, how do you explain Luka being tired at random places in the series, in the trajectory of it? We talked about how tired he looked against OKC, less so against Minnesota. He had more energy than he knew what to do with against Minnesota. And then right back at it last night, first quarter, he's cooked. It's just way too early in games. When he had that beer that Finley took from him, I was like, man, what are we doing in our off days here? You know, we're running to beer. Okay, that's fine. You know, we just won the conference finals. I'm not going to get on anybody for drinking beer. That's what we do in sports. But maybe it just shows you how quickly he's looking for, you know, for something to eat or drink. You know, you look at their record with more than one day off. Does he see multiple days off as an opportunity to eat and drink whatever he wants? And then that explains how his body is just so out of shape that suddenly a guy who's been playing basketball nonstop for like 7 months in a row is tired in a first quarter? What is going on there? Does food and, like, you know, some people can eat whatever they want and be as athletic as all get out. We know what Anthony Edwards was doing, you know, with the fast food and candy diet. His own teammates were like, bro, you can't do it like this and be a professional and be on the grind nonstop. Like, I don't know. I, you know, I don't want to speculate too much, but we know his body is, you know, has been a concern, like, as far as getting in as good a shape as possible. And I don't know. I thought, hey, maybe, you know, it's the finals. I'm totally dialed in. But more than one day off, Brian was pointing out their record. They're below 500 in the playoffs with more than one day off. Their game one records. After you clinch a series, you're getting ready for the playoffs. Is it party time? Is his deal, okay, guys, I won't eat and drink whatever I want the day before a game. So as soon as you get to where there's multiple days off for whatever reason, scheduling, or you've clinched a series, you're waiting for the next series to start, what's going on there? Like, I'm sorry, but, you know, that to me is a massive red flag if you're just totally cooked in the first quarter. Is that just because the scoreboard's getting out of control? Do we get that face and body language as soon as they're down 10 and his shots aren't falling? What do you guys think?
Do you think he was, like, when they're on the road in Boston for a couple of days, do you think he's DoorDash and those pizza, or Uber Eats and those pizzas?
I'm gonna,
and some cream pies and whatnot. I mean, who knows?
I don't think he sleeps. I don't think he really sleeps.
Video games or baby? Yeah.
Video game, probably. You know, the baby part, that's a whole new thing, but he's probably got help on that end of it where, you know, if he needs to get rest. I just think his personality doesn't allow him to sleep. His demeanor and stuff like that. You know, you always, you know, after post games and stuff, he's always looks so tired talking at the mic. It's so, but, you know, he plays hard during the games and but he's tired.
If you've been playing great in some games and not in others, it's sleep, food, or hydration.
I think he has a problem with his sleep. That would make sense. Now the food part of it is,
I mean, take some melatonin, dude.
I just don't think he. I think he his mind gets preoccupied and he does things and
he's restless. You get an acidic, unhealthy diet. Yeah. The inflammation in your injuries gets significantly worse.
Yeah,
you don't pay strict attention to the pH balance that the veterans do, the dialed in athletes do. I think there's a price to be paid for that. You know, lack of ideal hydration. If your cells are a little bit parched.
He's a sweaty dude.
Yeah,
you watch him play. I mean, he's in pregame last night. They're singing the national anthem, and, like, he's literally, you know, I mean, he's
lathered,
drenched.
Up.
I mean, as the weather starts to get hot like this, you can notice it in kids' sports quite easily. And obviously, yeah. Luke is a professional adult, but that's the only thing that I really have, you know, to draw from.
Yeah, I think the things that when the games happen fast or back to back, really for him, or days apart, he doesn't have time to. He's got to go to the next one. But when he has time, he probably says to himself, okay, I can take, you know, I can stay. I don't need to rest. I'm fine. I can get my rest tomorrow. I can, you know, and it turns in that he probably doesn't really rest like he probably needs to. I think that's the biggest thing with him. The hydration thing makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
though,
I can see
too.
The hydration thing.
Yeah. But you would figure, I mean, he doesn't come off the, you don't see, like, you could tell when guys have IVs, like, Dez Bryant, every time Dez Bryant, he always had that white strip of tape around his arm. And you knew, okay, he got an IV at halftime. You could tell the IV players, you know?
So, yeah. I mean, he clearly didn't have his legs. I mean, that was obvious. Shorting just about everything. His three ball didn't work the whole series.
Yeah.
And a lot of that's because you don't have the same type of lift. And I do think there is some credence to he's clearly not in the best possible shape that he could be.
He's probably not really healthy either.
But that, but there's no question the health factor is huge in all of this.
Well, you know, it might be hard for him to get, I keep saying sleep, but if his knees banged, he can't get in a position to sleep. He's got banged up ribs. He's got banged up knee. He's got, you know, he's got all these ailments. It might be hard for him to actually, like I said, get some type of sleep.
But he could play in a lot of games. You know,
he's not going to miss games.
You saw no signs of these injuries in a lot of the games. Like, I thought Luka was super hurt the other night. He looks great now.
Well, when things,
he's getting shut up in his ribs, right? I mean, that's probably going to help a little bit.
Total things, I think that caught up with him. I really do. I think that probably caught up with him. But yeah, I think
that's not the way that injury recovery happens. Injury recovery happens where if you get multiple days off, you're better than you were 4 days ago.
It's hard for him. Like I said, I think when he has to play every other night, he's probably better off that way because now he has too much time on his hand. Now he really doesn't sleep or now he doesn't really hydrate or eat right or do all that. He's like, okay, I'm just gonna disconnect from this and I'll show back up. Now, I can say he's going to have to get a better plan that way in a lot of ways. I mean, somebody will have to figure it out, and he'll probably have to be the one that figures it out. But
it's scary for the NBA when that happens.
I just wonder if his arrogance about how great he is when all the nutrition people come around, he's like, huh, whatever, that might apply to other people. But, you know, this is how great I am. And, you know, to me, the inconsistent energy level is a red flag. It's weird to see a guy totally exhausted and in other games, he has more energy than he know what to do with. He's actually using his extra energy to troll fans and play along with the opponent. I don't know, Gavin, could be two bum legs and needed a shot for a chest bruise. Y'all give the guy some credit. We all know he can reach another level, but you can't do that when you have 3 to 4 injuries. Every loss is a smear campaign for whatever superstar lost. Well, the thing is, I'm just talking about his energy levels. You could talk about the fact that he missed like almost all of the threes that he took for the final three games. You know, that's something, but there's no doubt you don't get here without him, right? He's awesome. He's one of the best players in the game, but something very much within his control could easily be holding him back. I'm just, you know, trying to have a discussion about it and ask him to be the best version of himself because that's what it takes.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, there's no denying Luka, despite everything we're saying here, leads the finals in points per game, rebounds, steals per game. He's second in the finals. This is including Boston players and assists per game. Youngest player in NBA history to average 25-5-2 in a final series. But we're talking about a guy that we're looking at as maybe being the best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
So are you doing everything in your power to take your game to that even another level, which is kind of terrifying if I'm the rest of the NBA to think about. But I think we look at him and, yeah, I mean, like if he did take everything that he has at his disposal to focus on his body and maybe tweaking maybe some bad habits that he's grown up with, being a 13-year-old as a professional in Europe, maybe he did grow up and see some guys that they didn't care. And he's able to go out there with his God-given ability and do stuff like this. It would be pretty amazing to see what could that product look like if he did harness all of that to be the greatest athlete that he could be.
Yeah, and maybe he's just too tired from carrying the team on his back 2-1-4. I mean, you guys just refuse to see anything negative with Luka. Like, he was horrible shooting the ball, right? If that had happened to his role players, you would be like, well, Luka can't do it all by himself. What happens to, like, keeping him accountable with the same energy that you keep literally everybody else accountable with? You know, superstars at the top of their game, Shaq committing himself to being in shape, Jordan figuring out what it takes. All these things are real life things in basketball. And if your superstar doesn't lock into that process and that dedication and determination to get the most out of himself, he's just going to be like a Carmelo Anthony. I thought that was a great question that Eric asked last week. Are you going to be a LeBron or are you going to be a Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah, and when I asked that, it was specific to the way you take care of your body. I think that Luke has already shown the type of player he is. I mean, he's getting a team that should have had no business getting to the Western Conference Finals a few years ago to that point. He's now got a team to the NBA Finals. We never talked about Carmelo as maybe being the best player on the planet. We're doing that with Luka. So he's already surpassed what the idea of Carmelo was. But just in terms of the mindset and the way that you go about taking care of yourself, are you going to have more of a LeBron and Kobe mentality of just being absolutely freaking dialed? And if I lose tonight, it's not going to be because of anything in my control in terms of being in shape. I'm definitely not going to be so tired that I go sub 60% from the free throw line during the NBA Finals. Like, how much of that has to do with it? Are you too tired to even make your free throws? Were you in your own head? Were you just completely off? What's the deal with that? But, you know, that's another one of those things that highlights something not clearly being right with you. And despite all of that, you're still incredible. You were still the best player in the entire series.
series. If you look at it with no Celtics or Mavericks goggles, you watch the series, that dude's the best player. So he does in so many things right, but if you're trying to maximize everything that you could be Luka, then you'd probably eat a little bit better. You'd probably be in a little bit better condition, and you'd probably find a way to not be Shaquille O'Neal's nightmare season from the freaking free throw line.
Wow, that's, I didn't know it was that bad. All right, now, did we see enough from Kyrie Irving in the OK series and the Boston series that you'd like to see the Mavs be open-minded about the idea of trading Kyrie at age 32? I don't think it's going to get better against elite defenses. Now, that being said, without Kyrie, you don't have a secondary ball handler that you can trust. And at its peak, it was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, yeah, I'm still interested in what Kyrie has to offer here. Unless I'm completely blown away, this is a win now situation with the Mavericks. The relationship he's got with Luka and with Jason Kidd is huge, and I understand that the Oklahoma City series is one that doesn't look great for him, but it wasn't like he was just useless. His scoring wasn't there, but his assists were super high.
He impacted the game in other ways.
The way he was able to do some stuff defensively, and part of the things that worked for you where P.J. Washington gets to get off is because Oklahoma City's game plan was, we're blitzing your ass, Kyrie. We're going to make the ball get out of your hands. Yeah. So now you're the receiver. You're the number one wide receiver who's being double-teamed, and now your production's gone down, but who's feasting over here? P.J. Washington having the best couple of games of his entire playoff run versus Oklahoma City because they're more worried about Kyrie. So I think the impact is still there in a huge, huge way. The Boston series, you know, that's a different animal. But I think that is not something that is applicable to Kyrie versus almost any other opponent in the sport. Boston is just a unique beast that he hasn't been able to fully tackle yet.
Yeah, he won me over. So, I mean, you know, if you're one of those guys or gals that kind of felt like that, oh, this was a terrible trade, you shouldn't feel that now. He's done everything.
Oh, God.
He's done everything in his power.
Absolutely not.
He's been a great teammate. You know, he stood up there on the podium and talked when he had to say something. You know, he even talked about Luka and getting on Luka about some of the things they needed to do. And so, to me, the leadership, the qualities, he's won me over as far as a fan. And I would say, man, you know, run that thing back with him.
Won me over, love him. I got to know what we can get, though, because of how important those defensive role players are, especially if you're going to lose Derrick Jones Jr. I got to stay open-minded to the idea that maybe we traded for him at the perfect time, and if a team is out there that says, we need a secondary star, look at where Kyrie Irving is in his game right now as the ultimate leader, I think it might be the perfect time.
I think
this is when a Jimmy Johnson says, I'm going to move on from a guy at the perfect time right before he gets old.
Yeah, well, that Belichick did that, too, with some of those guys he moved on from. I think that the reason I would move it, bring it back, is because I think Lively is going to get so much better.
Yes, like Lively. That's, I mean, is to me, I think the best bigs in basketball.
I think defensively. I think defensively, you can't hide. Maybe you can't hide two defensive players or bad ones. But if Lively, man, maybe he will allow you to do that. I think things would have been different in this series. I've said it before. If they were in year three with him, if he was already, you know, been in the league and it kind of experienced all this, I think he's only going to get better. He's got some CeeDee Lamb in him where you've seen him play, and then the next year he's going to get better, and then the next year he's going to get better. The more he learns this game, the more, you know, and then all of a sudden they start working with him on hitting three-point shots and stuff like that.
Which he can do.
Stepping out and doing those things.
Yeah, it's going to be Wemby, and then it's going to be Derek Lively. Yeah. They're going to be the two best bigs in basketball. Yeah. It depends on the offer. Like, I'm not shutting it down. It depends on what you can get. But this team's very close. I mean, you went up against a juggernaut in Boston, but we saw games 2 and 3. They could have easily gone your way, and we still have a series going right now. So I just didn't see something that was, like, so bad to where I've got to go ahead and blow this up. I think you still looked at a little bit around them like they've been doing, and hopefully you're able to get over the top.
We have LeBron speculation with Wendy saying today, I think there might be a player out there right now thinking, you know what? I could fit in there in Dallas pretty well. That's Brian Windhorst speculating possibly on LeBron James being open-minded to that. That would definitely be an exciting storyline if there's any sign of it. We've asked all of our guests. None of them think it's that interesting. But Wendy has been covering LeBron for over 2 decades now, and if anybody knows, it's him.
I think with the new ownership group, there's be the more willingness to not let this thing go away. I think with Mark Cuban, you know, we've seen Cuban had a history of when the team won a championship of blowing it up. Now with him out of the picture, you got ownership that's interested in maybe keeping this basketball team on a high level so it gets their, you know, the casinos and the new stadium and the interest and all that. So they're going to spend the money, I think, to do whatever they have to do.
It is time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Lucius Alexander has L.A. Live.
Okay. Looking at these photos my son sent me. He went and got his ears pierced today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He didn't get the big gap.
No. He asked permission, too. He's 19. Yeah. What a good kid. He asked for permission. We all decided, yes. All right, man. You make good grades. You're a good kid. You can get your ears pierced. Hopefully this doesn't turn them out or anything. You know,
I hear the tongue piercings making a huge comeback.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious about that.
That used to be a thing in the clubs. People used to dance and then start doing their tongues. Oh, God. We were so bad back then. All right. This is L.A. Live for a Toxic Tuesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Yeah. Well, all right, you squares.
Time to smoke.
My paperwork.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance some of everything. Everybody get high.
Race is not where the line is drawn. It's God's side and the other side. And we don't care nothing about the other side. Period. All of these big deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is. T.G. Jakes, any of them. All lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way, know why they take it the wrong way.
Cat said it. It's the first of the year, and I'll be damned if it's show right, man. Every time I look at the timeline, I'm seeing some high dignitary getting caught up in a weird situation.
Mm-mm-mm.
Especially here in Dallas, if you're paying attention.
Yep. Yeah.
This is LA Live for Toxic Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their No Bill Guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. I have a question for the gym rats before I get started. Gym rats, I have a question for you. I'm losing fat. I'm losing belly fat. I feel it going away. I can feel the abs in there. You know what I'm saying? It's feeling nice.
Clothes? Feeling better?
Yeah, clothes is looking great and everything. I'm buying big baggy clothes now, too, anyway. But I'm gaining weight.
Yeah.
I'm losing fat, but I'm gaining weight.
Mm-hmm. Muscle weighs
like
more.
You're doing it right.
The hell's going on?
That's exactly. That means you're in the sweet spot.
I don't know, man. I'm 240, bro.
Damn.
That's big, dog. I ain't ever been 240, bro.
Muscle weighs more than fat.
That's big, you're bro. Good.
Where were you?
I don't like it. Huh?
Were you above 250?
No. I haven't lost any weight. I'm gaining it.
You're gaining it. So
I'm gaining
the
weight.
Generally, yeah, like, are you a 230 guy that's now 240?
225-ish.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Two C's, huh?
Boy.
You're not skipping leg day.
I was like, what's going on here? I need to slow down, man. So maybe gym rats help me out. I want to lose some weight. I think I do. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday here on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up.
I'll bring you a salad Friday, Lucius.
I've been eating a lot of salads. I like the Greek ones.
Yeah, oh, they're the best.
Oh, my God.
You got to stop at the feta, though.
Is that what that is?
The feta is
getting you. I go hard with it,
too. The feta is getting you, man.
I want extra dressing and extra feta, please.
That olive oil is good, but the feta is hard. Yeah.
At Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. You can follow us all. Our winner, 5 times now.
He's finally
made it 5 times. This is the Fan Phenom winner. His name is Blake. And boy put himself in a blender. Check this out.
How close is Denver and Colorado?
What?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What?
What'd you say? What did you just say?
That's marked. That's going to get
marked.
Yep,
thanks for that.
Well, they're saying the Denver Nuggets. Denver is the state. Colorado's the city. And it's the other way around.
It's one of the two.
I know it's one of the two. You're not going to get me.
G-Bag of the Day will be tomorrow at 2:30 right here on The Fan.
Just sending that one in now.
I just wanted to make sure we appropriated the Denver Nuggets.
No, just said Denver is the state.
So it's Colorado's the state. I caught it then. Colorado's the state. Denver's
you
the state.
You did not catch it. What do you mean?
I caught it. What do you mean?
Do you think he figured it out when everybody looked at him?
No.
No, I mean,
seriously.
I don't.
Like the first time when he said it, and no. he didn't? No. Okay.
Man, that has the makings to be an all-time gaslighter there if we kept that audio rolling right there. Like, what do you mean? No, I did catch it. I caught it. What do you mean I didn't catch it? Of course I caught it. Yes.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, idiot. You're over there going crazy, Medford.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading all of these responses about my weight. You know, I'm really concerned. Okay. Here we go. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan Toxic Tuesday. Mr. Broadus.
Yes,
Mr.
Sir.
Broadus.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen some of the latest posts from our Instagram account that we follow, Mug Shorties?
I have not seen any Mug Shorties, no.
Well, it's pretty interesting.
It's shocking.
Pretty interesting.
We got some new participants?
They sure do. There's a post where a young woman is being arrested. She has on just a strap. For the top.
There we go.
It's just a strap for the top.
Yep.
And some really, really small shorts that say, if lost, return to daddy. She's being arrested.
Girl knows how to party, that's for sure.
That's a fact. And there's another few other clips in there, biting cops and stuff like that. These girls are wild when they get drunk. And then there's Dallas's very own Angie Harmon. You guys familiar with Angie Harmon?
Yeah, her son's in a little trouble right now, right?
Her daughter.
Daughter.
Her daughter was arrested.
Jason Sehorn. Yeah.
Is that Jason Sehorn's daughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were married, yeah.
Yeah, she was married to Sehorn.
Oof.
She's married to another guy now, too. I was looking. I was like, oh, she's divorced? Wait a minute. But nah, she's married to another dude. He's handsome as hell. Yeah, Dallas's very own Angie Harmon, her daughter was arrested for allegedly breaking into a nightclub.
Yeah.
To steal alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very Gavin Dawson crime right here.
I could see myself doing
this
that.
Is a very Gavin Dawson crime.
Hey, not to Bill Belichick too hard, but if she asked, I think I'd pull that B&E for a guy like that. Be right back, sweetheart. Let me sign your book for you.
Be right back.
Sign your book for you.
Hags.
This happened at the World Nightclub in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
She and two other young men broke into the club while it was closed.
Yeah.
And hid behind the bar and started drinking alcohol. Started making themselves drinks and everything.
Oh, yeah. You got to get to go.
That's a Gavin Dawson crime.
Yeah.
Broke into the club when no one's there, snuck behind the bar, and had her own party. And then they left with about six bottles. Let me see. Yeah, six bottles of liquor. And here's the weird thing about that, though.
To go drinks.
Yeah. The six bottles of liquor was only worth $500?
They were too drunk to realize what they were grabbing.
Did they just grab like $50 bottles?
I'm like, what are you doing?
Because yeah. The cheap stuff?
When you buy a bottle in the club, it's $200 or more. Sometimes you get $100 bottles, but don't go to those places that are selling $100 bottles. Because might jump off, I'm telling you.
She could not reach the higher level bottles. You think they were keeping like the top shelf stuff?
We're buying the $200 bottles at the club. Are they not like upcharging?
Yeah, they're super upcharging.
Yeah, they're not actually worth $200.
Well, are they not worth $200 then? No.
Is it when I did that bachelor party deal in Vegas, and the bottles we're getting, I could buy $50 at
absolutely
a liquor store, but I'm paying $200 because it's at the club.
Yeah, $35 bottles of vodka.
Yeah,
all of a sudden are $150
Grey
in
Goose.
The club.
Yeah, but all the setups too are expensive too. The Red Bull, the cranberry, the orange, all that stuff is expensive too. They mark all that up. Yeah,
so it's not actually worth that. That's weird.
Yeah,
I guess it's depending on whose cost you're calculating it with.
Yeah,
is that the bar cost?
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Kind of strange. But good luck to her and her little situation she's got going on out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck.
Find some smarter dudes to pilfer your booze for you.
Yeah. Somebody said she went straight for the fireball.
Not a bad play.
Yeah, Goldschlager.
The Tito's.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. Speaking of videos and weird stuff, have y'all seen the video of the Eagles linebacker?
Yes.
Being chased down by a butt-naked sex worker.
Yes.
I mean, booty butt-naked.
She was
stark naked.
Yeah, he bailed.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
The old dine and dash.
Yeah, yo, yeah.
Dine and dash,
smash and dash.
The old beat and bang.
But who was the one filming it? Was it her friend?
Yeah, I think so, right? Yeah.
Come on, man.
He's trying to get a two-for-one deal.
Yeah. Skeet and skedaddle.
Like a discount.
First off, she hawked them down. Oh, I mean, she hawked them down.
She was fast.
Yeah, she looked like they were trying to like get a payment situation together. He was maybe giving off some card numbers and then dipped. And she seen him and went right behind him.
Did he run out into the hall butt naked?
Do you see
she
it?
Did. She did.
Oh, she did.
She yes.
Did,
yeah.
You okay. See it?
Terrell Lewis.
She is stark naked. Oh, yeah. By the way, I didn't say his name, huh?
Yeah.
Terrell Lewis.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
T-Lou. No
T-Lou.
Yeah. Yeah, she hawked him down like Metcalf did Buda Baker, bro. It looks yeah. amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Athletic the, gal.
The straight line speed's incredible.
Yeah.
The relentlessness, yeah. the pursuit.
Might need to get her into training camp.
The video Tenacity. Dropped over the weekend. Oh, do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, let me see.
Does he have a good excuse?
No, he hasn't said anything yet. The woman is an OnlyFans model. Her name is Mia Mercy, who claims that Lewis did not pay for her services.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You can look her up at Cyber Girl Mia on social media. Cyber Girl Mia on social media.
That's the tough one, though, because it's like, you can't get him in trouble for it. Right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It's like going to the cops to say that guy stole my drugs.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, all right.
Yeah. You can't do that.
That's a shame.
But she did go to social media instead of going to the cops.
Yeah.
And she told everyone about Mr. Lewis running off from the butt plug.
Ooh. Oh, no.
I got that from Kev on stage. That ain't me. Kev on stage said that. First NFL player to run off from the butt plug.
Yeah, I looked her up here, Cyber Girl Mia. I recognize the butterfly tattoo on her right cheek.
Right oh, cheek.
Good work.
Right cheek.
Mariposita.
Yeah, she tagged. Well, she said, "We've got a runner, ladies and gentlemen." And then she tagged. She tagged Terrell Lewis. She tagged the Eagles. NFL. NFL on Fox.
Oh, wow.
She tagged NFL on Fox. At Mike Clay, NFL. Coach Nuss. And Stoutland, Coach Stoutland.
She she got the
everybody.
Line coach in there, too. Oh,
she's letting everybody know.
Yeah. Everybody.
That's hilarious, dude.
Yeah. Lewis made his social media accounts private and hasn't commented on this video whatsoever. Run her money, man.
Yeah, come on,
what
man.
What are you
yeah.
doing, bro?
That's shameful.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, shouldn't these ladies, isn't this one of those deals where maybe they should level up with like a taser or something, you know, on
okay,
hand?
That's good.
Or a starter.
That's good. Yeah, I heard you're supposed to get like a down payment or something first.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to need, this is not pro bono.
Might be pro bono.
When I say America's mayor. America's mayor.
It's our guy in New York City,
Giuliani.
Right?
Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, Rudy.
I was thinking of our guy who hates rats.
Yeah.
Eric Johnson.
Yeah.
He's a mess, too.
He's Eric Johnson?
Eric Adams.
Eric Adams. Adams. Eric
Johnson. Johnson's here, yeah.
Eric Adams is a mess.
He doesn't like rats either.
Yeah, he doesn't hate rats.
Nah.
Well, tell me this, y'all. Was America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, peeing during his arraignment?
Oh.
Arraignment. Arraignment. I said arrangement. It's not going good for your boy right now, but it's all
arranged arraignment.
Giuliani seemed to leave his Zoom mic on while on hold for his Arizona arraignment.
Mm.
Arraignment again. Arraignment.
Arraignment.
Good Lord. Sorry, Blake. Anyway, y'all tell me if this man was peeing or not, or maybe he was just pouring some soup, or I don't know. You tell me.
No problem. Appreciate it.
Sound like he's popping popcorn.
Sound like a bladder problem.
That is an old man peeing.
Yeah. Sounds like some grease getting ready to get hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a high velocity firearm.
Yeah. No, that's yeah,
that's a dribbler.
Number 66 on today's calendar. 66 is CR 2024.
Sounds like a bad ringtone.
Yeah.
Is that me?
Sorry, yes, I need to see the proctologist.
I'm just calling the case here. 2024. 006, let's see, 680, it's time set for the not guilty arraignment. Would you please state your name?
Rudolph Giuliani.
And your date of birth?
May 28th, 1944.
Yes, was that me?
As we're shaking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's an old man peeing.
That's old. He's peeing. Yeah. Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's a sign it's time to hang it up.
Either that is that me?
Yeah.
Either that or fried catfish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Somebody could probably cook some batter out there. Yeah.
Now, Chief, I don't know about you. You're the authority on these matters. I think that's a verifiably okay situation to become a sit-to-pee person.
At a certain age?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
If you're putting off that kind of acoustics.
You're dribbling
like
that.
Yeah, yeah. I got no issues with it. Assuming he's obviously in the comfort of his own home.
Okay.
Yeah. And one before we get out of here. Coach Steve Spurrier's favorite little rapper, Lil Boosie.
Lil Boosie.
Lil Boosie.
And this is a throwback little clip. I've been trying to get rid of this. It's been sitting in my folder for a second. But he was on vacation. Miami Beach. This is vacation season right here. He was chilling on the beach. You know, people would braid your hair, sell you cigars, All type of stuff on the beach. Well, there's a guy going around giving massages on the beach. Oh. Boosie is not a fan of this. They call Boosie, the internet calls him the CEO of homophobia.
Huh?
Massage in the back.
Massage? What'd you say, a massage?
Massage.
I ain't let no massage me. I ain't let no man massage me. I let women massage me. I don't even like women let massage me because I think they getting off on me. No, it got to be a woman. Go get a bitch and tell her come massage me. All right, look, I'm a holler at you.
I'm a
holler at you. Kind of free y'all going, I got going on Miami Beach. I don't want no damn massage from no the hell on.
What kind of freaky they got going on in Miami? He finna ask them, now nah, look. He finna ask them, now nah, look. Come ask me to give me a massage. Old what's your freak ass on? Going around down the beach asking everybody to give him a massage. Asking men. Sit your old freak ass down.
No wonder the Celtics are flying out to Miami to party.
All right, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm going to worry about why I'm gaining weight.
There he goes.
And losing fat.
Lucius Alexander.
I'm out of here.
LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, we're now in the final descent to Rangers baseball. The pregame coming up at 6:30. First pitch at 7:05 as they take on the Mets. Proper Round Tripper brought to you by Uber Eats. Well, Chuck, what's in store?
Hey, you want to know when Max Scherzer's starting?
Yes.
I'll tell you next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.